redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične
vede, komunistične
vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede, kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Včeraj se je končal 45. teden slovenske drame, organiziran strani Prešernovega gledališča Kranj. Tudi letos je občinstvo ocenjevalo vse predstave iz tekmovalnega, spremljevalnega in mednarodnega programa. Najvišjo povprečno oceno je nazadnje dobila predstava Vzemi me v roke Evalda Flisarja s kar 4,8 točkami od 5. Od leta 2012 podeljujejo tudi nagrado za mladega dramatika, ki jo je tokrat izmed 8 prispelih besedil prejela Katja Markič za delo Ptice selivke. Prešernovo gledališče Kranj podeljuje tudi priznanje za dosežke v slovenski dramaturgiji v preteklih 10 letih, ki se imenuje po 2 utemeljiteljih sodobne institucionalne dramaturgije na Slovenskem, Herbertu Grünu in Lojzetu Filipiču. Nagrada se podeljuje od leta 1979, od leta 2003 bienalno. Letos jo je prejel Vasja Predan, publicist in teatrolog, za poglobljeno in tankočutno spremljanje slovenskega gledališča. Ob koncu obrazložitve so celo zapisali, citiramo, njegova strastna privrženost gledališču, njegova vsestranska informiranost in njegova poklicanost k pisanju predstavljajo dragocen zgled, ki mu izrekamo priznanje in zahvalo. Šeligovo nagrado za najboljšo uprizoritev iz tekmovalnega programa festivala po izboru žirije je prejela predstava 1981 Simone Semenič v režiji Nine Rajič Kranjac in v izvedbi in produkciji gledališke skupine mladih AGRFT in gledališča Glej. Žirijo so sestavljali Zala Dobovšek, Milivoje Mladenovič in Alja Predan. Simona Semenič pa je slavila tudi v kategoriji nagrade Slavka Gruma za besedilo 7 kuharic, 4 soldati in 3 Sofije. Kar se tiče današnjih dogodkov, pa bomo lahko v kinu Šiška prisluhnili že tretjemu letošnjemu trojnemu koncertnemu dogodku Cone, na katerem se boste v ciklu Zvočiti Sounding Duo predstavili domača Maja Osojnik in kanačanka Ana Fritz, s katero smo se o dogodku tudi pogovarjali. Najprej nam je povedala, na kakšen način izvablja zvoke.
For me, the way that I record electrical fields is using different kinds of copper antennas. So there's a little bit that I've pre-recorded, and then I also have a couple of small induction coils with me. And so what those do is it's a small amount of copper wire wrapped around a little magnet, and then it senses an electrical field, turns it into an audio signal. So I'm able to, for instance, use a laptop just as a giant source of electricity in order to be able to hear different kinds of sounds.
Ali bosta z Majo nastopali samo posamezno ali tudi v duetu, kot smo lahko slišali v preteklih 2 Zvočiti Sounding Duo dogodkih?
Maja and I have decided to play entirely together, so we have put our concepts into one long set that is accompanied by visuals of all this different kind of electrical infrastructure. I've taken photos in Iceland and in Chile and here in Ljubljana, and we've conceived of our piece sort of as being a one continuous set where we're mainly playing together with small solo moments within the collaboration.
Ana Fritz tokrat ni prvič v Ljubljani.
I was here actually last year in residence with Sona and with the Tabachna Cultural Center 001, and so at that time I was aware that there was the duo project being organized by Sona, and actually I do know the other artists who have been playing this year. Jeff Kolar from Chicago is one of my collaborators, and Brandon Labelle I also know quite well from Berlin.
And did you know Maya before also?
Yes, we met over a collaboration here in Ljubljana and in Vienna for Art's birthday last year on January 17th. We did a remote collaboration where I was at the Tabachna Gallery together with Radio Sona, And Maya was at the ORF Kunstradio in Vienna. And we played remotely without seeing one another. So it was like a blind date where we had no idea what the other person was doing. And that collaboration went really well. And so then we played one show at the Echo Raum in Vienna together. And we were really looking forward to this opportunity to be able to play again. So we feel like we're really able to develop our vocabulary as collaborators because of this process.
Za redakcijo za kulturne in humanistične vede Pijana.
Par 80-ih se mi še zmerim čuden zdi, zakaj bi bil bogatstvi, čeprav je brez kosti.